You can't find joy in this world. The only place that you can find true joy is in the Lord. In this life, we can have fun. You can go to Kennywood. Yesterday, my grandsons had a birthday party, and they went to this indoor water park, and they were sliding down the water slides, and they had fun. There was a whole lot of little kids running around that had fun and had a good time. And you can find fun in the world, and if you want to find happiness, all you got to do is turn on a sitcom, turn on a comedian, and you can find happiness. But the only place that you can find joy, the only place where you can find that deep-rooted, down in your soul joy, is if you have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the first half of Joy, Riding Down the Highway of Life with Joy. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Joy, Riding Down the Highway of Life with Joy.
Subject of our message today is riding down the highway of life with joy. There's a whole lot of people that are traveling down life's highway that don't have joy. My wife and I were at dinner one day, and as we were sitting there eating, they sat another couple beside us. And for some reason, the lady was aggravated and irritated with her husband. And she began to call him right there in the restaurant, "You no good so-and-so. I can't wait till we get home. And I'm gonna do so-and-so to your so-and-so." And this went on for about 15 minutes. Now, normally you take that as something that happens between people. Now the problem I had is that first of all, these people were dressed up sharp. And secondly, it was Sunday afternoon. So what does that tell you? They just came from the house of the Lord. Now, I don't want to assume anything, but you know, maybe they have been partying all night and just, you know, stayed up. So I don't want to assume. So to make sure I'm giving you the story, the real deal of the story, after she got finished cussing her husband out, she turned to somebody else and said, "Didn't our pastor preach a good message this morning?" I'm sorry that I was eavesdropping, but I mean, it was right. You couldn't help it. And so I'm looking and I'm saying, I wonder if the subject that the pastor preached that morning was on joy. Because if it was, here's an individual that came and missed the whole message. I'm sure that whatever church this family attended that day, that there was a gospel message preached. I'm sure there had to be something that gave a word of hope, gave a word of encouragement, and brought some kind of joy to their life. And yet and still, here is an individual who, for some reason or other, allow negativity, allow a critical spirit, allowed anger to overwhelm him, and if there was any joy present, that it got drowned out by the emotional and verbal assault that she launched on her husband. And so as I come today, my desire is that whether you go out to your favorite restaurant after service today, or you go home with family and friends, that you would not go on a tirade on one of your family members because you heard this message. I think Nasita prayed this morning, "Lord, let us not leave the same way we came." So we pray that you would leave today riding down the highway of life with joy. Somebody said, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world didn't take it away. As we travel down life's journey, there are several companions that should be with us. First and foremost, you got to take the Lord with you. That's the number one companion that you got to have in your vehicle as you travel down the highway of life. Next, you need to have the Word of God. You need to have prayer. You need to have faith. These things are important as you travel down the highway of life. But this morning, I want to encourage you to put a companion in your car. And the companion that I want you to put in your car today is joy. So that as you ride down the highways of your life, that joy might accompany you at every turn, on every mountain, and on every highway. Some people are spending their life looking for joy. But as one songwriter said about love, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. And there's a whole lot of people that are looking for joy in all the wrong places. Some people are looking for joy in pleasure. But one man, Lord Byron, who experienced more pleasure in a lifetime than any one person could, when he came to the end of his life, he said, "The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone." One man was consumed with pursuing money to find joy in life. His name was Jay Gould. He was a millionaire, and he had plenty of money. And when he was dying, he said, "I suppose that I am the most miserable man on all the earth." Joy is not found in pleasure. Joy is not found in money. Joy is not found in position or fame. Lord Beaconsfield, who enjoyed his share of fame, he wrote, "Youth is a mistake, manhood is a struggle, old age is a regret." Here was a person that had all the fame in the world. Some people might think, well, maybe I can find joy in power, in military power. Alexander the Great, who at a very young age conquered the whole world, he proclaimed, he said that the history tells us that he broke down and he began to cry and he said that there are no more worlds for me to conquer. You can't find joy in this world. The only place that you can find true joy is in the Lord. In this life, we can have fun. You can go to Kennywood. Yesterday, my grandsons had a birthday party, and they went to this indoor water park, and they were sliding down the water slides, and they had fun. There was a whole lot of little kids running around that had fun and had a good time. And you can find fun in the world, and if you want to find happiness, all you got to do is turn on a sitcom, turn on a comedian, and you can find happiness. But the only place that you can find joy, the only place where you can find that deep-rooted, down in your soul joy is if you have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Somebody asked the question, what is joy? What is joy? Joy is an inner feeling of peace and happiness that is not based on circumstances, but it is rooted and grounded in a relationship with God. That is joy. It's not based on my circumstances. You see, because if you give me some money and then I get happy and that brings me joy, then that means when the money is gone, that my joy is gone. If you do something nice for me and that makes me happy and that brings me joy, then when you are not doing anything nice for me, then my joy is gone. You see, true joy is rooted and grounded in a relationship with God. And the scripture says that God doesn't change. And that if God doesn't change and my joy is rooted and grounded in God, that means that my joy is not based on my circumstances. My circumstances might change, but my joy does not change. If I've based my joy on my circumstances and my circumstances change, then my joy changes. But thank God that as a child of God, that we have this relationship with Jesus Christ. And as I said earlier, the songwriter said, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away." See, the problem is, sad to say, And there may be some Christians that are sitting here today that you are not experiencing joy. I'm going to go through this message today, and I'm going to tell you how to ride down the highway of life with joy. I'm going to be very plain, and I'm going to bring scriptures to your mind and your heart that you already know. So some of you, this will be a reminder message, and for some of you, this may be a new revelation, but if you're a Christian here today, you should be experiencing joy. Joy should be the testimony of your life. There was a young man who went to spend time with his grandfather, and his grandfather had a farm. And the little boy began to walk around the farm, and he noticed some chickens, and they were scratching and playing around. And the little boy went up and said, "Nope, they ain't got it." And then he saw this colt playing in the field, kicking his hooves up in the air. And the little boy went and looked at the colt, and he said, "Nah, he ain't got it." And then he went and looked at all the animals on his grandfather's farm, and he said, "Nope, none of them got it." And then finally, he saw a donkey with a long, frowning face. And the little boy said, "I found it. I found it. I found somebody that has it." And he went up to his grandfather and he said, "Grandfather, I found it. I found it. I found somebody who has it." And his grandfather said, "You found what?" He said, "Papa, I found an animal that has the same kind of religion that you have." See, sad to say that many of us are not experiencing the joy of our Christianity, the joy of our faith. Traveling with joy down the highway of life. The first thing that we need to see is that the journey begins with salvation. That you cannot know true joy until you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Before I knew the Lord, and I've shared my testimony before, I used to get high, and I memorized all Richard Pryor's albums, all of Richard Pryor's albums. And I would sit around with my friends, and I would quote Richard Pryor from the beginning to the end. And I had memorized about two or three of his albums. I mean, word for word, I memorized them. And we would sit around, and we would have fun, and we would laugh and joke as I quoted Richard Pryor. But one of the things that happened is that when the get high was gone and my friends were gone, the fun and the happiness was gone. When I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, he put within my spirit a joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has not yet been told. That he put a joy that's in my soul. Well, how do you know about this joy? Well, you see, in Galatians 5:22, it says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace." And so when I got saved, the minute that I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, the Holy Spirit simultaneously took residence within me. And when the Holy Spirit took residence within me, he brought all the fruit of the Spirit. And one of the fruit that he brought was joy. And so that's when my joy journey began, is that when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I don't know where you are today, but maybe there's been a time in your life that you've never accepted Christ. Well, I'm here to tell you today, I'm not trying to burst your bubble. I'm not trying to give you bad news. I'm just here trying to tell you today that if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you are not experiencing joy. You might be experiencing happiness. You might be having a lot of fun. You might have some smiles on your life, but you are not experiencing joy, because only the Holy Spirit can bring the joy of the Lord into your life. So as I begin on this journey of life, that my journey of joy really does not begin until I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Secondly, as I move down the highway of life, I've got to enjoy the scenery that God has created. Now watch. Let's just turn to these verses. Turn to Psalms 96. Psalms 96 and verse 12. Psalm 96 and verse 12. It says, "Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the forest rejoice." Look at Psalm 98, verse 8. "Let the floods clap their hands and the hills be joyful together." God has created fields that are happy, trees that sing, rivers that clap, and mountains that ring. Just by way of reminding you every day that if creation can have joy, then as you travel down the highway of life, you better have some joy up in your spirit. That all you have to do, sometimes I get up in the morning and I'll go sit out on my porch and my lawn chair is my pew and the birds are the choirs and the sound of the dew is my usher and the clouds is my sermon. And I just look up there and I see that the heavens declare the glory of God. And that is a reminder of me that I should be a person that has joy. That God has not called me to go through this life with a long face and sad and forlorn, but God has called me to experience the joy. And in case I need a reminder, God has put forests that sing. He's put trees that clap. He's put mountains that sing. In case I need a reminder, all I need to do as I travel down the highway of life is just look at God's creation. And then, even before I get out of bed, that when the sunshine breaks through my window, or if the moonlight is still present when I get up, that I should wake up and creation should be another reminder to me that this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so many of us, we go along life's highway, bitter, angry, frustrated, sad, depressed, discouraged, and God has put all these little reminders as we drive down the road. I like that picture. Put that picture back up there, Santino. This is a picture of B.B. King, and many of us know B.B. King. And the caption, actually, I changed it around a little bit, but you know what the caption says? Check this out. "Riding down the highway with the King." So let's take BB out of the back seat and let's put Jesus back there. Riding down the highway with the King. That every day we have this awesome opportunity, this awesome privilege to be able to ride down the road with Jesus Christ in our car. And as we ride down the road, it's amazing the things that Christians let frustrate them and suck their joy out of them. You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself to let these little insignificant things take your joy when God has created this big creation to remind you every day to praise Him and rejoice. The choir sang this morning. You remember? You remember what they sang? "I sing for joy at the works of your hands." Remember they sang that? I sing for joy. For what? For joy. Why? At the works of your hands. God's creation is a reminder for us to sing for joy. The journey begins with salvation. You've got to enjoy the scenery. There was a religious group that was at a conference. I'm not going to tell you what denomination they were, because if they were Baptists, I would tell you, so we know that they're not Baptists. But this actually happened at a denominational conference, that the speaker gave everybody in the congregation a balloon filled with helium. And he said, whenever something happens that causes you to experience joy or have the feeling of joy, I want you to let your balloon go. And during the conference, during his speech, many balloons went up in the air. And do you know that in this congregation, of believers, people that say they love the Lord, that a third of the blooms people still had in their hand at the end of the sermon. That a third of the people sat there and could not release their balloon because they did not experience the joy of the Lord. I said, that would be an awesome experiment to do here. Maybe one Sunday I'll have the ushers come in and give everybody a helium balloon and say that when you experience joy, or when joy floods your soul, then just open your hand and let your balloon go. I wonder how many balloons we would still have people holding in their hand at the, oh, wow, that's a horrible thought. That's a horrible thought to think that people would still be holding their balloons. And so this lets us know that God's people are not experiencing the joy that they should. Number three, as you travel down the highway of life, there will be storms and there's going to be valleys. You can count on it. I've said from this pulpit many a times before, you're either in a trial, you just got out of a trial, or you're getting ready to go into one. All we got to do over the last couple months is take these prayer cards, and we can see the number of people that are dealing with trials. And so when you go through life, just count on the fact that you're going to experience some difficulties. That, as a songwriter said, nobody told me that the road would be easy. I wish to God that this Christian road was easy. But there are going to be difficulties. There are going to be trials in life. But praise God for what James said. Turn to the book of James. James said in chapter 1 and verse 2. And I don't know where you are today, but maybe you're experiencing a major trial in your life. James says in chapter 1 and verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, when you fall into diverse temptations. That he says in the midst of going through the storms of life, in the midst of going through the valleys, that you should count it all joy. Now notice what he didn't say. He didn't say be happy because of what's happening to you. He didn't say that, all right? If I got an issue going on, husband won't act right, wife won't act right, kids won't act right, owe somebody money, knocking on the door, car breakdown, washer breakdown, I'm not happy because of that. I'm not happy because of that. And James doesn't say be happy because these things happen to you. What he says is, in the midst of it, don't lose your joy. He said, count it all joy. Continue to hold on to your joy. So even though these negative things are happening to you, that you can still have joy and say, praise God, as we heard this morning Amanda sharing with us, that God is going to make it see me through. I've got faith, I've got trust in God, and no matter what the trial, no matter what the circumstance, God is going to help me through, and I'm going to have joy in the midst of these circumstances. As a matter of fact, James says, count it all joy. Now, in the Greek, what he's saying is to count it joy. For instance, if you've got some supplements, many of us take supplements, right? And if you can take supplements that are pure, or you can take supplements that's cut with something else. And usually if it's cut with something else, you don't get the maximum benefit because it's been watered down a little bit.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Joy, Riding Down the Highway of Life with Joy. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Joy, Riding Down the Highway of Life with Joy, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Joy, Riding Down the Highway of Life with Joy. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Joy, Riding Down the Highway of Life with Joy. or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our entire volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.